Blog Talk Radio.
And I am feeling very, very triumphant today because despite the challenges that I am having with technology today, I am here and live. Good afternoon, everyone, or should I say good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, specifically Updraft on the Family Healing Circle. I'm Diletta Gillespie, your host on this Sunday, and thank you for joining me. I want to first give a shout out to all the Leos. Our time of the year has passed. It transitioned a couple of days ago. And shout out to all our Virgos. Happy birthday to you as you celebrate your special time of the year where all you Virgos get to party. And I still say there's nothing like a Leo party, but that's okay. So anyway, what I'm going to share with you today is an excerpt from Reverend Muriel Crawford, who is the assistant minister at the Spiritual Empowerment Center. I attempted to share with you her message from a few weeks ago called Living Large and in Charge, and had some challenges with getting the sermon or talk, if you will, uploaded, and I don't know what that was about, but that's okay. We will figure all that out soon come. In the meantime, I got it figured out, and so we're going to listen to a bit of that today, and it's all around the topic of conscious creation. And as she says, the message is entitled, well, actually, the message is in support of the theme of the month at the Spiritual Empowerment Center of Baltimore, which is affiliated with the Centers for Spiritual Living. It is a member of the international group known as the Centers for Spiritual Living. At the Center for Spiritual Living in Baltimore, our community spiritual leader, Reverend Michelle K. Senecal, selects themes for a month, and she usually does that near the end of the prior year. And so we have these amazing themes, and we look forward to some amazing messages around these themes. And so this month is, Are You Living Large and in Charge? And people have a lot of notions about what that means. Does it mean, you know, being running your own company, or maybe being a supervisor at your job and telling people what to do? Or does it mean that you have a lot of possessions? What does that mean, and what does that look like? Some people may not even know what it means to live large and in charge. Well, Reverend Muriel had a wonderful and very unique take on what it means to live large and in charge, and I just couldn't resist sharing that with you. So we tried last week, and I thought it happened, and it didn't happen, so we're going to make sure it happens now. So we're going to go to a commercial, if you will, for the Family Healing Circle, and After that, we are immediately going into the message from Reverend Muriel Crawford. It is a short one. The introduction is well, there is no introduction. In fact, it goes right into the sermon, so the talk, should I say. So here we go. First, the promotion for the Family Healing Circle, and then we are going right to Are You Living Large and in Charge?
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Diletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
Longer indulge in fear, because well, as God, you would know that you are powerful, all powerful over your life, and there'd be no reason for fear. And so, as we think about living large and in charge, I think we should consider how it would be to live truly a fearless life. Have you experienced fear in the last month, anyone? Well, if you are living as God would live, you would be free from the grips of fear and its consequences, because it does have consequences. You would know that you could never truly ever be hurt, that you are eternal, that you are always at the point of power, no matter what's happening. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a song, you knew I would bring up a song. I just think that spirit speaks to me through songs. And there's a song by Melissa Lawson that is all about living fearlessly, and I think it can instruct us on that matter. It's entitled, What If It All Worked Out? It starts out by asking questions, the questions that we often ask when we are at fear. What if that road that you're taking is a dead end? What if love leaves you all jaded and broken? What if the limb breaks you're climbing out on? Yeah, what if all goes wrong? These are the questions we ask, right? Over and over and over again in our minds. What if everything goes wrong? But if we are living as God would live, as us, we would be asking different questions. And these are the questions that are the following lyrics of this song, and they're very powerful questions. What if all goes right? What if it all works out? What if the stars line up and good luck rains down? What if you chase your dreams and it ends up changing your whole life? What if it all goes right? What if that road is a beautiful slow drive? And what if that love ends up lasting a lifetime? What if the limb that you're out on holds you oak tree strong? What if nothing goes wrong? What if you climb out on the mountain top and touch the sky and grab a cloud as it passes by? What if it all goes right? What if it all works out? Yes, we would be asking these questions if we were living as God. And the questions are empowering questions, not fearful questions. I think if we were dressed up, we were God dressed up as us, we would live abundantly, right? And I'm not talking erotica about accumulating things or hoarding or even about spending large amounts of cash on fancy cars and elegant homes. See how mine has only one mind. Although that can be a part of it if you would like to. But what I'm talking about is that we would live in the state of always having what we needed or wanted whenever we needed or wanted it. We would be so connected to our own abundance that we would not hold on to anything we had because we would know that, in fact, our source of supply was within. We're God, after all, right? We would not be pinching pennies or even counting dollars. We, many of us, live lives, small lives, where we count one penny, two penny, three penny, or even $1, $2, $3. When we are heir to all the money and supply that we could ever, ever want or need, we sit about trying to figure out how we can pay this or pay that. If we lived as God would live, we would know that all we need do is to tap the infinite supply that lives right inside of us. Amen. We would know that our only limitation to a truly large and grand life is our own self, our own limited thinking, our own view of how limited the world is, our own one penny, two penny attitude. I was reading recently the book called The Autobiography of a Yogi, and I know many of you have read it. And in that book, Paramahansa Yogananda was challenged to put his faith in God to the test in the tangible world. You know, it's all well and good to sit there and pray and meditate, but what does it do in the tangible world? And so he was challenged to embark on a journey without any money at all. And that's what he did. He had no form of money.
Wow.
And on his journey as Peace Pilgrim, he was fed and he was housed without ever asking for it. People just came up to him and offered him food and accommodations, and good food and good accommodations too. He stepped out as if he was God, clothed as himself. And he was taken care of at every single step. He was not sitting around counting coins or counting dollars. He was counting on the power that lived inside of him. So if we are to live large, and we to have a truly large life, we have to live as God would live, and live abundantly with ease, no worries, with ease, knowing that all will be provided. Also, I think we would show up differently. We would actually look different. We would always be wearing our superhero suit. Now, I've talked about Super Muriel here before, I think. And how I find it useful to stop in situations and step into my super persona to access my power. And I think we should all have a super persona. And we should, in mind, do what Superman did in the old Superman comics. Now, I figured out that I knew that I saw Superman long, long ago when he used to go in the phone booth, but he didn't do that. But let's think about the phone booth. He didn't do it in the recent one. There aren't any phone booths anymore. But think of it metaphorically. We could step into a booth as the cells we think we are, the little self, the self who is fearful sometimes and lives a limited life. Just step into the booth and change into our super suit, our super attitude. That is what Superman did. He went into the booth as Clark Kent, glasses and all that, and he took on the persona of Superman. Superman took off his Clark Kent clothes, peeled them back, and underneath the suit was a Superman suit, the real person that he was.
Wow.
There was no need to do anything special because Superman was who he was underneath, the real him. And that is what I think we should do. Peel back what we think we are and reveal our superhero persona. Or allow ourselves to imagine just how God would be as us. So let's try something this morning. Just a little exercise for a few minutes. If you close your eyes and take a few breaths and breathe into your heart. Imagine that your heart is actually doing the breathing. This is called heart breathing. And you can use it at any time to calm yourself and to come to center and to come to the knowledge of who you truly are. Breathing in at the heart. Now imagine you see God. Whatever you think of as God, it may be a light that's very bright or perhaps a light that's very colorful. Perhaps you don't see God but merely feel the energy of peace, of love and joy that you know is God. Or maybe you see that man in the sky with the white beard. That's okay too. Just see, feel, hear what you know of as God. And right now, right in this moment, imagine that this God has decided to have an adventure and decided to live as you. See how excited God is to have this experience. And now, see God putting on your body, just like putting on a bodysuit, just like Superman. And if you wear glasses, see putting on your glasses like Clark Kent. See or feel God putting them all on, God stepping into your body with your name and your life. And now, let's just take a few seconds to see how God would be living your life. And if you have a particular concern right now, see how God would be handling it. Just a few seconds. Is living your life. So now I'm calling you back into this room and into this time. You can open your eyes. Perhaps you have felt how God would be living your life. Perhaps you solved a challenge or two. If you didn't feel anything, that's okay too. You can practice this on your own. Maybe by just asking, what would God do now? You can always access what God would be saying, feeling, doing as you. And one thing I know, that if you access the feelings God would have as you, you will feel an opening up, a call to live your life more fully, to live your life more full out, to show up big in your own life, to truly live large and in charge. You will feel the call to shine your light as bright as it can be. No little light of mine stuff. You will be called to shine your bright light so brightly that you are a beacon to others. This call to live large and in charge is a call to our big lives. As we contemplate this living as God would live, it is instructive to ask another really good question, which was asked by Emily Dickinson. Why not have a big life? Why not? She was talking about living large and in charge, not showing up small. Show up bright and as loud as your inner spirit calls you to. No showing up as others would like you to show up.
That's right.
Show up as God would have you show up. No showing up quiet. No This showing up big and large is about showing up loud. You see, the world needs you to show up as you are, as all that you are. The world needs you to show up large. You see, life is meant to be an adventure, and that's what God was having when God put on your body. It is just all the fear and the limited thinking and the thinking small that blinds us to this reality. And all the fear and limited thinking makes us want to numb ourselves by different things, alcohol, food, gambling, TV, shopping, excessive busyness, that's one of mine. Because of the fear and the limited thinking, we do not want to feel our feelings or see things that are right before us. And the reason we don't want to feel and see these things is because we see ourselves as powerless. But if we lived our life as God would live our life, we would know that we have all the power in the world to shape our lives and that we are never victims. We can handle anything, and we would fully be alive in each day. A good mantra for this to use to move into being all you can be in any moment and to do it fearlessly, whatever is happening, is one that I recently have been practicing, given to me by Barbara DeAngelis, and it is this, to say every morning, today I will see what there is to see, feel what there is to feel, and hear what there is to hear. And know when you say this, whatever you see, whatever you feel, whatever you hear, you are the power. And you can use the power to adjust your life in any way that you would like to have it adjusted. And if God were you, God would feel free to be whatever, whenever. What I mean by that is that God would not be confined to any human boxes. We as humans always want to categorize things, black or white, male or female, gay or straight. God does not do boxes. And if God lived as you, God would never feel compelled to get into a box. People are very confused by me, for instance. Are you a minister or are you a judge? They want me to choose, but I am both. There are many folks out there trying to figure out if folks are black or white. And now it's proving very difficult, as people are being given the chance to be truly choose who they are, and many are coming out as multiracial. And that number is growing every day. My older sister was in the box of heterosexuality when she was in high school. After college, she identified as lesbian, and years later as bisexual. And many people wanted her to get in a box, right? Uh-huh. But she just kept jumping out of the box. She was boxless. And that is what God is, boxless. If you lived your life as God would live it, you would not be confined by any boxes you are now living in. God as you would be free in each and every moment to live in the moment and be whatever felt right at that moment. God would feel free to experience any of the large number of choices available in any moment and change at will.
Yes, yes.
You see, living large is not about confining yourself to whatever you have chosen years ago. Mm-hmm. Even if that choice years ago is making you a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. I remember one of my sisters, I have a lot of sisters, I talk about sisters, I have a lot of sisters. One of my sisters, who is a physician, saying after she had been in practice for many years that she really realized she didn't like to hear people complain. Armed with that kind of knowledge, God would change careers. Because that's all you hear as a physician is complaining. And not be fearful about money. Remember, God has no fear. All of these things would be different if we lived as God would live. But also, we would be much nicer. Mm-hmm. We would love unconditionally and forgive freely. We would be centers of compassion for others, and our lives would be lives of service. We would be open to God enlarging the boundaries of our hearts, as Howard Thurman said. And we would make room in our hearts for compassion. So not only would we not be counting our coins or our pennies or dollars, we wouldn't be counting grievances either. Mm-hmm. Wow. We would let many things like go. They would roll off us like water off the back of a duck. We would forgive instantly. In fact, we would not even register a wrong against us. We would be incapable of doing so. Yes, living as God would live would be incredible. If God put on a Muriel suit or a Ronnie suit, what a glorious life it would be. And the thing is, and everybody in here already knows this, that is really what God is doing right now. We are all living God's life through us. In this respect, when you see me, you see God Murieling. When you see Iraqa, you see God Iraqian. I am the living expression of God, and so are you. I am what God created to have the experience of being Muriel. God thought it would be fun to be me and to be you. God breathed life and God essence into each of us, and so I think that is what we need to ponder. How do I live large enough to encompass all that God is wanting to do through me? How do I reveal as much of my own God essence to the world as possible? And I think the way forward is clear. We must meet life with the question, what would God do? What would Jesus do? Always in our minds. We would meet each day with the knowledge that we are God in flesh. We would see life from a God's eye view. We would meet each challenge with the knowledge that we have the power to not only overcome, but to transmute everything to everlasting joy and abundance. We should not be bogged down in counting our pennies, but should spend time recognizing just how much we have and calling forth more.
Amen.
We must begin to recognize that, the big God that lives inside of us. And in this recognition, and living from this recognition, we will truly be living large and in charge. And so it is.
And that was Reverend Muriel Crawford of the Spiritual Empowerment Center, assistant minister there. We are going to take a pause for the cause, and then when I return, we're going to take some calls, all right?
Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, located at 519 North Charles Street in the historic area of Mount Vernon, Baltimore. We are your one-stop holistic beauty and pampering center, offering hair, nails, massage, skincare, a hair loss clinic located in a private area, and other beauty enhancement services. Call to schedule an appointment today, 410-483-9355. We are open 7 days a week and offer a variety of savings specials. Come in today to try one of our signature packages, such as a one-hour massage, a spa manicure and pedicure, or 120-minute detox package. Packages start as low as $120. Call 410-483-9355 to book your appointment. Our website is dayspasw.com. We look forward to servicing you at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa.
And we know we want you to go visit Ms. Angela Hardy at the Simple Wellness Day Spa. They take very good care of you, and you'll walk in feeling, whatever you feel like when you are in need of some pampering, and you come out feeling like super goddess or something. And that works for me. We have Arlene Cahead, Reverend Arlene Cahead, one of the founders, if you will, of the Family Healing Circle. Hi, Arlene. How are you today?
I'm outstanding, and I'm not even standing outside.
That's pretty awesome. Thanks for joining me today here at UpDraft. We had Reverend Muriel on talking about conscious creation, living large and in charge. How are you feeling about that? What do you think? What's your take on living large and in charge?
Well, I guess, you know, it's something that has been an ongoing thing for me because I would say when I first came to the Spiritual Empowerment Center that I was really living a contracted life. And so what I experienced was a great deal of expansion while I've been here. And what she had to say really hit home for me, especially for, I think, for me and for many other people, I think, when you have concern about finances and things of that nature, I realize that that there is a great deal of expansion that's taking place. And being able to ask a different set of questions that create that expansion, it was yesterday or day before yesterday, I happened to be on a phone call with some business people, and it was a real strange experience for me because the people who were on the line were actually talking about $25 million as if it was $25, because the monies that were going to, the $25 million were $25 million that they were going to use to get into a contract with someone was going to yield, like, you know, like I would say, you know, more multi-millions of dollars, like in one month the deals that they were going to make were going to yield like $7 million in one month's time, simply because they were going to be leasing out other aspects of the business. So when I recall, just like after I got, you know, off of the phone call, I was like, okay, that was a really, really heady conversation to be a part of, and to be in that place of expansion, and knowing that the conversation, again, like I was saying, I was still wrapping my head around it, that they were talking about $25 million like it was $25. Just, you know, it was, and being in that place of expansion, of living larger than I had, say, 3 years ago, and knowing that that type of progress has taken place in such a short amount of time was really reassuring about the direction that I am going in. So that is, I guess, that is where the talk that Reverend Muriel gave, that's where it took me back to when I was listening to it, because I was there that Sunday when she was doing that sermon. Yeah.
Right. It was so funny. I mean, all of the sermons are good, and every one of our beloved ministers brings such a wonderful, you know, a different spin on the same topic. So I really enjoy that. For me, it was, I think the moment that stood out for me was when she said, what would God do if he were you? And it was like, wow, okay, well then, you know, I have some work to do, because I know that God wouldn't be living this small, you know. And it's so interesting because I have been doing some work. Well, I guess most of us, are doing some degree of the work, whether it's conscious or unconscious. I like to say that, or I hope that people are invested in conscious creation. But with myself, looking at the amount of contraction that has been happening in my life, and you speaking to that, I was writing in my journal about a week and a half ago. I think it was not too long after this sermon, and I was writing about all the changes that have happened over the last 14 months with me. And then I had to go back to really 2 years when I felt like this major shift started happening in my life. Mm-hmm. It started with the change of residence. And then I was like, and then I looked at everything that had been taken away, or some things that left my life, if you will. And then I looked at what I had accomplished since that happened. It was like, Well, there hasn't really been that much contraction. There was contraction in different ways and in ways that needed to happen. But all of that freed me up to do all these other things that I've done. And it was just, I think lots of times it's really about perspective, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know, as you're talking about it right now, what I'm thinking is that those things that would have gotten in the way of you doing those other things just fell away. So
right.
Not so much that there was, there's not so much of a contraction, just a falling away of those things that would have gotten in the way of you doing the work that is expansive. And I'm with you in terms of, like, hearing it again, hearing the sermon again, and her asking what God would do is me, and I was thinking to myself, I got into the feeling place of how that felt in my body, and I was like, alrighty then, this is just going to allow for a greater expansion than I could have possibly have thought, because what I have been experiencing lately is source telling me you need to do more, you need to be more expansive, you need to do the work. And I'm, you know, I've been sitting for a moment here just sort of asking, okay, I hear you, but exactly how do I get there? So, you know, I'm in that place of waiting. And what I am finding now is that when I begin to ask those questions that are expansive, as opposed to actually going out and getting those things, what I have found is that they tend to come to me more readily than I previously had expected, because, you know, what I'm thinking and the way the source brings it to me are two completely different experiences. Like, say, for instance, being able to be on that telephone call where the people are talking about $25 million as if it's $25. That experience just came to me. I did not go looking for it. It just came. So when I think that going ahead and actually asking that question, what would God do as me, being able to sit in that space and have that kind of pregnant pause of, okay, well, as God, I would just simply, you know, snap my fingers and then it's here.
Like I dream of genie, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I know, and I guess that's the flip side. It doesn't always work that way. Sometimes for some folk it is instantaneous, or for some of us it can be instantaneous, depending, I guess. But most of the time there's a bit of a lag time between the manifestation in the unseen and the manifestation in the physical world. So,
Yes. And here's the thing. I do acknowledge that. That's why I was I guess that's why I'm saying, like, it's really been a little bit of, for me, it's been a little bit of a challenge to sit still and wait, because I am used to, but perhaps for every person it does differ. But there have been some things that I had been actively pursuing, and the experience that I had been having is that the things that I had been actively pursuing, for whatever reason, they kind of fell away from me. And those, you know, the opportunities, and I'm thinking to myself, I was like, okay, so I don't spend too much time lamenting about it. However, I don't spend time lamenting about it because my thought is when those things fall away, there's a greater opportunity out there for me. But when those things fall away, I'm left with, like, questions. Okay, so if that was not what I was supposed to be doing, what's next? So,
you know, I agree. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you can go ahead.
No, I was, thank you. I was just thinking that for some people, that's a really hard thing to do, don't you think? To be able to one, acknowledge that, that I think we get so caught up in the fear and we get caught up in, you know, the fact that it didn't go, our egos get in the way and think, oh, that didn't go the way I thought it would, or we get into victim mm-hmm. mode. Well, they did this to me, and this is what happened. And I say that because mm-hmm. I think of my own journey, because that's a place I go to right away. It's like, oh, well, how dare that happen? Or who do they, why did they do this? Or, you know, me, wah, wah, wah. Oh, my God, why? And that's my default. And I'm working on resetting my default, right? And then, but the good thing about, you know, spiritual growth and development is that, you know, all with you studying and learning, then at one point you say, okay, stop. And then the other kicks in. And, well, now the other side is that, as you said, this is clearing the way for something else, or things just fall away, or, you know, they came, it came and stayed, whatever it was, for as long as it needed to, and it was just time for it to go. And
mm-hmm.
or like in relationships, I was watching Super Soul Sunday when I came home from the picnic today, and one of the interviews, I can't remember who it was, but the takeaway for me was that when the soul has come to, oh, it was Oprah interviewing, it was a rerun of Oprah interviewing designer Nate Berkus, talking about his partner and him being washed away in the tsunami that hit Asia in 2004. And mm-hmm. it's the whole notion that when the soul has accomplished what it came to do, then it's just simply time to go. And I just, it made me really think about that, especially in the context of this conversation, you know, how often we get so pulled into the drama of things or the pain of a thing, or, you know, our egos just get in it, and really, it's so much bigger than that. So we think about living large and in charge. I think sometimes in order for us to do that, it requires a little bit of surrender, and I think we're scared of that thing, surrender.
I would agree. However, I think it's more a matter of a practice. The, you know, and here's the thing. I would not really get too caught up. Caught up in how the ego is reacting. You just let the ego do what it does. You know, it just and you just like go ahead, be in those feelings. Just sit there for a minute, and I mean a minute, because you don't want to go into a creation that you don't want to create. But you sit in it for a minute, and then you begin to have your higher self as that power side chat, like, okay, yeah, it didn't go quite the way you wanted it to. You know, we created a little bit of excitement here. But, you know, mm-hmm. that's just an indication of something bigger to come. And just going ahead and allowing and honoring yourself where you are at that moment, and then moving on from there. I think that is truly, and not really judging yourself too harshly in regards to how that egoic part of us responds to those situations, because you know, the thing is that we're human, and being able to acknowledge those feelings, because the feelings are like an indicator, but also getting into that place of knowing. Especially when you're an individual that is on the spiritual path, you begin to pick up on okay, this is the pattern of how this tends to play out. Getting to that place, I think, when you can work yourself into getting to that place of saying, okay, so it didn't work out. So there's clearly something better, because we know that's always how it works. There's always something better around the corner than that experience that we were hoping to get. And then being able to, in that moment, after you get to that place, begin to ask more empowered questions. And I'm really thinking that Reverend Muriel did hit it on the head when in asking that powerful question of what would God do in, you know, if God is operating as me. So I think instead of, in addition to, okay, what is the next step, or what is, in addition to asking those questions as well, and getting into that feeling space of what it feels like in your body when you're asking that question, and that ability to surrender after you ask that question will be a whole lot easier. Because, like she said before, God would not worry. And when you get into that feeling space, that place of being able to surrender should come a whole lot easier than trying to come out of it exactly right after it happens.
Yeah, I think that's a challenge for a lot of people. But you're right. I like the fact that you said it is a practice, you know, that you have to keep at it. Also, being very watchful, as you said, and noticing the pattern. Especially when you're in a situation, and I could just speak for myself with my whole work and employment situation, and sometimes saying, "Well, where's the safety net? I don't see the safety net here." And just knowing that it's always there, and looking at the patterns. And knowing that, you got through that. Well, you didn't see the safety net then either. So know it's going to be there. And just having that conversation, as you said, allowing the soul to, you know, to have the, I love the phrase, fireside chat. I like that. But, you know, going into the fireside chat mode and recalling all those times where you are experiencing those moments and just remembering that it's all good and it all works out, and staying in that space of grace, if you will. I really, really, really like that. What do you think might be people's challenges to living a large and in charge life? What do you think people from expressing fully in that way?
There can be a few things. I think one of the number one factors would be the feeling of unworthiness. I can tell you from the conversations that I've had with a few of my clients, when their spiritual team is giving them a breakdown of whatever their spiritual work needs to be in order for them to get to where they are. And I get into that place of you, when I say you are God, they have a very, very difficult time with that. And here's the thing I find very interesting about that, is that many of the people who I've talked to have come from a Christian background, and it actually does say it in the Bible. You know, and, you know, I'm like, okay. So what I tend to do in that moment is just say to them, well, okay, so here's the thing. If God is everything and everywhere, wouldn't it stand to reason that God is within you? And just get them to that point of saying, okay, yeah, God is within me. And also, and getting them into a meditation that will allow them to feel how God sees them. That is also another tool that I've used to help clients make it over that hump of acknowledging, you know, their worthiness. Because, you know, everything outside of yourself says that you're not. We've gone through, plenty of programming as to that. I think the next thing Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Welcome to the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and your soul. Every Monday, it is Totally Whole with Pastors Bridget and Pastor Cook. Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word.
Hello? Hello?
Welcome to the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and your soul. Every Monday, it is Totally Whole with Pastors Bridget and Pastor Cook. Every Tuesday, it is the old school mix with the world famous DJ Davey D.